T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the one and only Stu Gotts, the co-host of the Dan Levitard Show. Dan Levitard Show is Stu Gotts' podcast. He's back on the Morning Roast. And yes, hey, Stu Gotts, last time you joined us, you said, you know what? Our life expectancy is going to be short because we work morning radio. Well, guess what? We're still here working morning radio. Go figure.
Chesky, how many birthdays do you have? I feel like I just did this like a month ago.
No, that was for somebody else at the station. But in true Stu Gotts fashion, I'm doing a twofer. I am at the cabin right now working while on vacation. You gotta love that, right?
That a boy, yeah. You expense everything?
Well, expenses at Odyssey. I don't know if you know this.
We work at sports radio, Levitard. Come on, man. We're not rolling with Dan like you are, man. Come on.
But I think
Hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. Are you doing a radio show for your station right now?
Yes.
Did you fly to the place that you're doing it from?
No, I drove. I'm like you. I have like an hour and a half drive away to my cabin, which is outside of San Francisco. I'm up in the Sonoma County. I'm up here in the cabin hanging out. My wife's only work week off all year. I got to take advantage of it.
All right, but you drove and you're working. You're supposed to be spending time with your wife, which is just a terrible decision by you, by the way.
Facts.
You're sitting here doing your job, and anything that you spend money on has to go back to the company because you're working. Get the hell out of here.
I know.
Guy, Stu Gotts, he's in a cabin with a house in the Bay Area. Tell me how much dough he's rolling in. He's working morning radio. Meanwhile, I'm working two jobs while hosting a morning show. This guy's rolling the dough, Stu Gotts.
That's a good point. If you get an expense bill from a guy who has his second house and is a cabin in the woods, right? And you're a manager, you're rejecting
sports. Hey, Stu, similar to you, I got the golf cart in the garage right now. There's a frost delay. I got a tee time for later on. I mean, I'm on the first hole. I mean, come on. You got to mesh the two. You got to keep the wife happy. But we know that this gift was for me.
And Stu Gotts, and listen to this. He's wearing a Sherpa while doing the show. He's wearing a freaking Sherpa.
Wait, no, but I love Chesky's definition of keeping the wife happy. Working while on vacation and then playing golf.
Exactly. Just two men just cutting it up. But, you know, I have a line. You have a lot of different lines. Mine is pivot, don't panic. So I try to make the best of a good situation even better for myself. I mean, that's part of being completely self-involved.
Yes. Well, yes, it is. You have mastered my course.
hey, Stu. Well, Stu, so I'm not mistaken,
this
you're a Jets fan. I know it does. Hey, and thanks for Stu Gotts joining us here on the Morning Roast. The co-host of the Dan Levitard Show does a great job with that. We love Stu Gotts here in the Bay Area. The Dolphins are coming to town. So you know about the Dolphins. We know about the Jets. I do want to start with the Jets, though. Zach Wilson.
The Jets have been like it's a weird feeling because forever I've been saying like, hey, can we find a quarterback? Can we find a quarterback? Can we find a quarterback? And we still haven't found a quarterback, but we found everything else. the rest of the team is really, really good. That defense is Super Bowl good. It keeps them in every single game, but it's been frustrating. You know, I said a couple of weeks ago on our show that the Jets should go after, once they benched him, the Jets should go after Matt Ryan because I just felt like they needed, the team's good enough now to compete, to win, to play with anybody, and they've shown that. They've done it. They've actually done it. And I said they should get Matt Ryan because they need some sort of veteran quarterback back there because Zach Wilson's just not good enough. And so, and then you go back 2 weeks ago, that Patriot game, that debacle where, you know, they lose at the final play on the punt return. And that entire game, I was begging Rob Saleh, begging him. And by begging him, I'm standing in my living room yelling at the TV. But I'm saying, hey, give us Mike White. Give me Joe Flacco in street clothes. Give me any quarterback, because any quarterback would have been able to win that game for the New York Jets. And so, but I'm encouraged by what I saw from Mike White. I will remind people that Mike White did that against the Bengals a year ago and then followed up with four interceptions. So we'll see how he does this week against a tougher opponent on the road with the Vikings. But I am encouraged by what I've seen from the Jets from this standpoint. The last two drafts, with the exception of the quarterback, Joe Douglas has nailed those drafts.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens here with Zach. We'll see if Mike White can be good. But I think this team has positioned itself well enough where if one of these veteran guys here in the offseason wants to try to win a Super Bowl at the end of their careers, maybe they choose the Jets. So, listen, we don't have much to cheer about as Jet fans. I certainly haven't over the last 40 years. There is enough young talent on this team. You talk about Breece Hall, who's injured now, but
Wilson,
Gardner, some of the guys they have on defense. There's enough young talent where I'm really excited for the next 5 or 6 years.
Okay, so we got to get local here because, you know, we're big Niner fans. I'm a diehard 49er fan. So is Bonte. And one of the running themes on your guys' show, because I listen religiously, is like, is Tannehill any good? It took like 10 years for you guys to like figure out, like, is he any good? And then, boom, he gets Derrick Henry, and he's not bad, you know? From your perspective, is Jimmy Garoppolo any good?
On the right team, yeah, he's really good. On that team, on your team, he's really, really good. I don't know about you guys, but for me, and we do a weekly thing with Chris Sims, and he agrees with me on this, where Garoppolo looks, he looks younger, he looks quicker, he looks thinner, leaner, he's making better decisions, and this is already a guy who's made, you know, good decisions. He hasn't turned the ball over. He's playing really well. He's good for the San Francisco 49ers. If you're asking me, do you put Jimmy Garoppolo on any single team and they instantly become good? No, of course. The answer is no. That's a special kind of quarterback. That's Joe Burrow type stuff.
Yeah.
Put him anywhere, that team's going to automatically be a good football team. So I would say Garoppolo's good for your particular team. But I don't think he'd be great on any team.
Yeah, sticking with this same theme, we obviously, me and Bonte, we went to practice. I'm giving you my bona fides. And we go to practice, first time we see Trey Lance, and he just looks the part.
And I mean, we go
the
kid crazy. Was
absolutely dominant. Yeah. We put out a video, it goes completely viral. Adam Schefter's talking about reports out of camp, the 49ers quarterback situation. Trey Lance is lighting it up. The kid never really put it together yet. He hasn't had any opportunities. You've seen Tua now. It looked kind of not really good. And then they add Tyreek Hill. They add McDaniels, our guy here from San Francisco. And now he looks great. Do you think that same thing can happen for Trey Lance here? Or you don't know?
It's a great question. They're going to have some decision to make, right? Like, this is crazy. Because Garoppolo, you know, he's gotten them to championship games, a Super Bowl. And Trey Lance is, yes, he looks the part. He looks great. But you have no idea if he's actually going to be great. It's a tricky situation. Like, I would probably stick, like, if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, because Kyle Shanahan is so great. And what we've learned about Mike McDaniel is just how great Kyle Shanahan and that system, that offense is, because it's so creative. And they use, Tariq Hill here is the best version, and this is saying a lot, of Tariq Hill that we've seen, simply because Mike McDaniel knows how to use him correctly. And Kyle Shanahan knows how to use his pieces correctly, his players correctly. I think it could happen here because I've seen it happen down here. I saw what happened. Mike McDaniel sat with me and Dan and said, Tua's the most accurate passer he's ever seen. And I will be honest with you guys. I was shaking my head, like agreeing with him on the outside and the inside. I'm like, this guy's a fool. What is he talking about? But it turns out that he's right because Tua has been as accurate as any quarterback in the NFL. So I believe in Kyle Shanahan. I believe in the way they coach, their style of coaching, that entire coaching staff. And so, yeah, I think they can get it done with Trey Lance. Absolutely.
Stugatz, co-host of the Dan Le Batard Show. Of course, Stugatz, we love him all over the place. The podcast, of course. Find it on the iTunes app, iTunes everywhere, Spotify, everything. Stu, guys, I got to ask you about the Golden State Warriors because they've got off to a bit of a tumultuous start, 3-7 to start the season, and now 11-11. I'm sure everybody was talking about the punch hurt around the world in training camp with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, but it feels like they've rectified the situation. But outside of the Bay Area, because we're stuck in this bubble, obviously, watching the Warriors every night, what is your impressions of the Warriors so far, and do you believe they're still a championship contender?
I do. I think as long as you have Steph Curry, as long as you have that core of players, and they have them combined with some of the younger guys, I do. I know they haven't been good on the road. They've been good at home. They're the type of team. They've arrived at this point, guys, where home court advantage means less to them than it does to just about any team because they've been through it so many times. So if they're a 4 seed, big deal. If they're a 5 seed, big deal. We've seen seeds like that get to the NBA Finals before. But yeah, I think as long as you have Steph Curry, who's still playing at this level, I know Klay's not what he used to be, and Draymond is what he is. But yeah, you know, in the Western Conference, I know Memphis is, like, I'm not buying in. No one's buying into the Jazz. No one believes the Blazers are this good. There are some good, you know, the Lakers are just not that good of a team. And so, yeah, I know Phoenix is out there. I know there's just, you know, some other teams out west, but I'm still willing to put my money on Steph Curry, even if they were a 4 or 5 seed guy.
Yeah,
I'm
me
still
too.
Willing to put my money on Steph and those guys.
They've won a road game in 27 straight series. I'm with you, Stu. Guys,
still we're doing this.
And think about it, when you're on the road in the playoffs, you just got to win one of them and then hold serve at home. Mm-hmm. And you know they're probably the best home team in the NBA.
Stu, we're doing this entire thing wrong. Okay, I feel like you and I are kindred spirits because Bonte, similar to Dan, is a big TV star. Okay, he does local Warrior pre and post game shows, and I got to be the guy every single day begging him to FaceTime me on television and get me on there, and yet he's got me at it like the Heisman arms distance every single time. He's hanging out with one of my idols, Chris Mullin, every single day, and I'm over here, I'm the secret sauce that keeps the radio going. I need some advice. Navigate this man's ego on a daily basis because you do
just
it with Dan.
Annoy the living hell out of him until he says yes. That's all you do. Well, I don't leave. Like Dan, we used to finish our radio show and do Highly Questionable, and I would just hang around the TV studio if the left part was forced because he felt so badly for me. I sit there with like puppy eyes and like, oh man, let me get in there. And eventually, he just brought me on. So just like, listen, don't ever leave us. Don't go to that. Listen. No more trips to the cabin, no more golf. Just hang around with him until he puts you on the damn TV.
Well, that's the problem, Stu Gotts. As soon as the radio show's done, I'm like, hey, where's Shasky at? He's already in his car halfway home, and I'm sticking around trying to prove.
Well, that's what we but that's what we do. That's what
thank
people like me and Shasky do.
Thank you.
Listen, we get in our car, we drive home, and then we complain for not doing the thing that we wanted to do simply because we physically weren't here.
But listen to this, Stu Gotts. So, Chris Mullin, we promo our show every day on Warriors pre- and post-game live. Pre-game and post-game, we talk about what we're talking about on this program, The Morning Rose. And Mully names drops Shasky every single show. And he lives for it. I'm like, dear God, you're giving this guy too much attention to the point where we're talking about all the trolls where Klay Thompson's like, you know, I had to leave the trolls alone. And Shasky could have swore that we were talking about him. His wife and Shasky were convinced we were talking about him. Talk about the ego of this guy.
I mean, listen, Shasky. This two guys is so very strong.
So strong.
Wait, way Jesse, too
but
strong.
I found an angle for you. Huh. Your angle is Chris Mullin. If Mullin likes you enough, okay, your angle is Chris Mullin.
100%.
Go through him to get on that show.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
100%. 100%.
Don't tempt him. Don't do it, Stu Gotts, because he's going to bug Mullin, and it's going to bother me. And I'm like, dude, I already have to deal with you at 6 in the morning. I don't want to deal with you at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, dude. Stu, you got to understand, we're trying to create a community here. Because, look, the one thing I love about the Levitard show is Dan represents Miami. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you moved down there, but you represent Miami as well. And your entire crew and the community around the show.
No doubt.
Me and B are both native San Franciscans, and so we're trying to create a community around our show. There's a lot of things the same, and the one thing that's funny is my dad now thinks he's a part of our show. See, like my dad calls in whenever he wants. Dude, he hits the bat line.
He has the bat line.
Yeah,
he has a secret bat line, and I see the bat line ring, and I'm like, I'm not going to the bat line right now. It's
he thinks
Shasky.
He's the third member of the show.
Well, but Shasky, hold on a second. Whose fault is that? Because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Exactly.
100%. 100%.
I would be surprised your dad is part of the show.
Dude, it's so bad. Stu Gotts, we're on YouTube, right? And we have your picture up, right? It says John Wiener, Stu Gotts.
Wiener,
right?
John Wiener.
Excuse me. John Wiener, Stu Gotts. And it has your photo up there. Pat Leshaski calls so much, he has his own photo now when he calls in. Like he's a guest. Like his own graphic. So believable.
He deserves it. He deserves that. Okay.
Matter of fact, he's probably going to call in 2 minutes.
Hey, you know what, Stu? I want you to tell Bonte about the time you left the Miami Heat game prematurely, because this is a great story.
Game six?
Yeah, it was game six. Listen, life is all about a good parking spot and leaving a game at the right time. Okay? And in this particular case, I've never left a game at a worse time in my entire life. What was that?
I was going to say, I leave Niner games early, too, because the traffic is so bad coming out of Levi Stadium.
It's so bad.
That I time it perfectly, and I navigate through the park. I do some illegal things to get out that parking lot, no doubt about it, but leave a game six early.
And you guys know as well as anyone how long the NBA postseason is. It's like another season, right?
Yeah.
You get the game six of the NBA Finals, it's been like 3 months of playoff basketball, right? And I thought the series was over. They had roped off the court. They were, the Spurs were already celebrating on the bench. And so I was walking out game six, of that arena. And as I'm already outside the arena, and I knew for many, many years ago in the games that there's no way, there's no reentry. I'm not getting back. And so as I'm walking to my car, and there's a bunch of Heat fans walking with me, all of them, right? And as I'm walking, you hear this enormous, enormous cheer roar from the crowd, right? And I'm like, oh my God, something good happened. The historical happened. Oh my God, I left the game. And I see all these fans. So I just keep walking. I keep walking to my gray parking spot, okay? And I keep walking, and all these fans heard the same sound I heard. They start turning around and going the other way. And as they're passing me, I'm telling them all, hey, you ain't getting back in. You ain't getting back in. Like, what is that? You ain't getting back in. You ain't getting back in. So I just kept walking. And what I learned when I got in my car is what I missed was the greatest shot in NBA history. And the overtime that ensued. And so I had to drive home. And I couldn't listen to it on the radio because now I'm in a situation where I have to call my wife. She said, oh, my God, did you see that? I said, no, I'm in the car. She started yelling at me. And so I asked her, I said, hey, do me a favor. Tape the game. I'll listen to nothing. Because you can't even listen to FM on the way home. Someone's going to blurt out the score, right?
Yep.
And so I drove home in complete silence. Got home very quickly, though, guys. Normally, that would be like a 2.5-hour drive with traffic. I was home in 40 minutes, sat down on my TV, watched overtime. But still, to this day, regret. I was there. I was 5 rows away from where I am.
Oh, my God.
and I missed it.
Stu, before you get on out of here, you and Dan have been together almost 20 years, correct?
I think just over 20, actually.
Okay.
Wow.
Apologies. Yeah. Wow. So me and Bonte, we're like, we love each other. We're like brothers, but we at times want to kill each other, and we need a break every now and then from each other, but in a good
way. That's why he's in a cabin.
What is the key ingredient to this relationship long term? Give it to me.
I think from both our standpoints, if he's the Levitard of your show, let him be the Levitard of your show and stop annoying the hell out of him trying to be the Levitard of the show. Just be happy being Shasky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wanted to get into this industry desperately. Mm-hmm. And everyone has a different, different path, and everyone has, So if you asked me 20 years ago, hey, Stugatz, this is the character you're going to turn into, would I have taken it? Probably not, because I wanted to be Christopher Mad Dog Russo, or I wanted to be Mike Francesa, or I wanted to be Dan Levitard. But you know what? I ended up being Stugatz, and Stugatz is pretty damn close to who I actually am, and I've embraced it, and I'm good with it, and I realized very quickly, hey, this is fun. I never feel like I'm working for a living. They pay me pretty well. Yeah, they pay me pretty well. I'm okay being Stugatz.
Yeah, the only advice I'm disappointed in is you're telling them to hit up Chris Mullin and hang around our pregame set. My producer already does that, Sam Lundman. He gets in, hey, I'm coming by the set. For what? You just produce a running show. Stay away from me. I deal with you at 6 in the morning and 8 o'clock at night when we make our pre-show calls. He comes to the set, and I'm going to have Lundman and Shaskin come to the set. Thanks a lot, Stugatz. I appreciate that.
No, you got it, man. Listen, you know what I know. I mean, this entire industry is a bunch of vultures.
Yeah.
yes. It is. It's some scavengers, no doubt about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Backstabbers. Yeah. Well, that's the fun. Bonte gets asked all the time, and you're talking about, like, your character. Right. My wife is, she's very annoyed with me because she goes, you really are who you are on radio, and I want you to not be you who you are on radio. Right. I want you to be a different version because there's times you embarrass the absolute crap out of our family. And I'm like, hon, I'm being myself, and it's hard to separate the two.
Yeah, reminder, she has a cabin in the woods. And
Thank you, Steel.
Yeah, this guy's
Thank you, Steel.
I'm the Levitard, yet this guy has a cabin up north that I'm sitting in a condo or apartment, whatever you want to say, in the Bay Area.
I'm good with money. Yeah, you know, so
this soon. Guy. Shasky, I'm sure your wife is nice, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, feel me?
Hey, Steel,
thank you for coming on,
thanks,
man.
It was a pleasure,
fan.
Man.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, you got it. Shasky, happy birthday, man. Maybe, listen, I'm telling you guys right now. San Francisco, look at the Betting Company tour. The final three shows are in San Fran. I'm coming out there. Maybe I'll come in and sit
in. Hey, let's go to Olympic Club. Stu,
that'd
Stu,
be awesome.
Stu, I'll get you some sticks. You, me, yeah. My dad, let's go out to the O Club. Let's go play the Ocean of the Lake course. I'm dead serious.
I would love that. But Shasky, here's what I'm angling for.
You're going to flake on me.
I want to stay in your cabin.
Oh, yeah. Come up to Northwood. This is the home of where Alistair McKenzie, the guy who built the Augusta National, he built the course very similarly up here in the Bohemian Grove. It's right up your alley. Pot and dead music. My dad's a deadhead.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shasky, we're going to hang out. But when I say I want to stay in the cabin, I want to stay in the cabin without you being there.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
When's the tour? When are you guys coming out here?
It's going to be like July in that area.
Somewhere. Okay. No, we got you.
All right,
we got
for sure. Summertime, we'll clear the calendar.
Yes, absolutely.
All good.
Yeah, and
I love Northern California. I was out there at Shoreline Amphitheater last summer. I was out playing Pebble Beach. I love that area. I love San Fran. So we're coming out in July, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's and Shasky would teach you not to say San Fran.
Yeah, we say Frisco, but that's okay.
It's okay. It's all good.
Man, it's not no big deal. Stu, I mean it. Thank you for everything, and thanks for paving the way for two knuckleheads like me and Bonte, because without people like you and radio,
no doubt.
We wouldn't have jobs. I'm serious.
Yeah. No, you got... Well, listen, Bonte seems like he's doing just fine.
Facts.
Hey, Stu, you're the man, bro. He's we love man. You, man.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Hey, happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, brother.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.